In the aftermath of Sandy, day laborers are starting to play an important role with cleanup and reconstruction. WNYC's Marella Ivorak reports on efforts aimed at making sure they remain protected while doing this work.
A dozen day laborers gathered on a recent evening at an immigrant day worker center in Staten Island's Port Richmond neighborhood. Some have already started doing cleanup and repairing people's homes in Sandy's wake. Others expected to do so in the coming weeks and months. Gonzalo Mercado, the center's executive director, organized a training session for them.
We want to make sure that they know how to be safe doing that type of work, because there is a lot of pollution and problems with safety, especially after a disaster happens.
These day laborers are mostly illegal immigrants. They're not authorized to work in the United States, but they are a part of the city's fabric. On Staten Island, they built many homes that Sandy destroyed, and they'll rebuild many. Mercado says his center has been receiving calls from homeowners and businesses who want to hire. The center can match employers with around 40 day laborers who usually come here. But before these men go out to the streets to remove piled up garbage, Mercado invited Jacqueline Petricevic to talk to them. She's an investigator with the Department of Labor.
We enforce minimum wage, which is $7.25. Overtime, anything over 40 hours, they must pay you a time and a half.
She reminded the men that despite the fact they're here illegally, they're entitled to protections once hired. And if employers skirted the rules, she urged them to turn to her department without fear of being penalized.
We don't care about your status, you know, whatever your status is, so just know that. But sometimes you'll go out there and they'll say that we're immigration, and, you know, we're not.
After 9/11 and Katrina, day laborers had an important role in recovery efforts. But some were not paid, or, like the first responders, became ill after working without safety equipment. The main federal agency charged with the enforcement of safety and health legislation, OSHA, was also on hand. Jorge Alzate, OSHA's compliance officer, went down the list of warnings in Spanish.
Tenga mucho cuidado con las líneas de electricidad.
He warned the workers about downed power lines and trees and the danger of stepping into electrified water.
Puede electrocutar a la persona.
One of the men who carefully listened was Edgar Ángeles Alpizar. He clung to a pole when water surged into his South Beach neighborhood. He stayed like that for half an hour before finding a way to a neighbor's home. This week, Alpizar was back to work, fixing other people's homes damaged by Sandy.
We're doing temporary work repairing roofs. The wind carried away a part of the roof.
He's been doing construction work since 1999, when he crossed the border from Mexico. A measuring tape hung out of the pocket of his worn-out jeans. Alpizar has been staying with friends since his home has been damaged. He said he hopes this job will allow him to earn enough to rent a new apartment in a week or two.
I still don't know how much I'm going to get paid, but thank God I have a job for a few days.
Another day laborer, 27-year-old Fabian Hernandez, has been doing cleanup work on the island since last week. His employers did not provide a reflective jacket.
I was working in the street, and a lot of cars come in, and it was kind of dangerous, you know.
He said the training reminded him that he should think more about his own safety. For WNYC, I'm Marella Ibrack.